Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the most talked about mysteries online just keeps getting darker. Ever since September of this year, the world has been captivated by the story of the grisly fate of 13-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. After going missing over a year ago, her body was discovered in the back of a Tesla, registered to none other than David Burke, better known as R&B singer David.
September 8th, 2025, a Tesla that had been sitting at a tow yard in Hollywood was inspected after workers noticed a foul smell. Inside the front trunk, officers found human remains that were apparently wrapped in plastic. That car was registered to David. The remains were identified as Celeste. Her body was apparently decomposed, and while the official cause of death is still deferred, police said they haven't ruled out foul play. However, based on comments from law enforcement, it's possible there may not even be a crime other than concealing the body. But since then, the investigation has focused a lot on that Hollywood Hills home where David had been living.
Considering how that story began, you'd expect that he'd be behind bars by now. But instead, there's been many roadblocks along the way that have prevented the cops from pinning anything on him. But now, new information is coming to light, and it's looking increasingly bad for the singer in a way that suggests that not only did David have a hand in disposing of the body of a child, but that he's likely ruined his own life in the process.
We now know. And I can give you this 100%. Although the medical examiner has not yet determined cause of death, nor has the toxicology report been given over to the LAPD, the LAPD Robbery Homicide Unit is viewing the death of Celeste Rivas as a homicide, and David is a suspect.
It's your boy Luesta, and this is the sickening part two of the David Files. Since we last delved into this case, there's been a whole lot more damning evidence which illuminates the nature of their relationship. As time has gone on, and literal subreddits have been set up which are dedicated to unpacking what's going on, footage and photos have emerged which made it clear that she was a fixture at his live shows. On other occasions, they were seen partying together, despite the fact that she's almost 10 years too young to drink, let alone anything else. And in recent weeks, resurfacing live streams have shown the two together, with Celeste even indicating that they were going to release a musical duet.
Oh, thank you, Mitochondria.
I got a song with him if you even...
Can we delete all VODs? And then as soon as the stream ends, delete the stream too?
With all of this piling up, there's now officially no room for plausible deniability that the two were close, if there ever was in the first place.
Listen, there was a relationship. They were doing things, social things, and she was out of school.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21
21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Cool. She was on, you know, she had dropped out. She was, this, I think, seventh grade. As far as I'm concerned, this is really serious stuff. And I think it's sad that it was allowed to continue. And that's, I don't know why it was allowed to continue, but it was. And I think people knew where she was at. And it also makes me think that as soon as the news came out, that family probably knew exactly who it was right away.
While the authorities appear hesitant to emphatically say that they were, all signs pointed to this illegal relationship being romantic, with David even showing off gestures for a person believed to be Celeste.
My gosh. Oh my gosh. Think they actually did this?
And with each new revelation, people can't believe that no one did anything about it sooner. I don't know what I'm more shocked about, that these people in David's circle are literally this dumb, or the fact that David thought this was an acceptable way to spend Valentine's Day with a 13-year-old girl. On their part, his friends proclaimed that they believed she was 19. Meanwhile, his manager sought to put distance between himself and what had occurred with a lengthy statement. "This has been a tough time for my family as I am a father of three children," Josh Marshall wrote on IG. "I never received any emails. I had zero knowledge of anything and I don't live in California. Also, I work remotely 95% of the time. And my job doesn't require me to have much interaction with any of my clients, such as David, as there are many others that work with him on a day-to-day capacity, not me. This news is tragic for so many and for her family. I hope the proper authorities get to the bottom of it soon." But for all their efforts to act like they didn't know that the girl described by sources as super shy, soft-spoken, and gentle was actually a child, there are plenty of people who are disputing this.
"To break the news that everybody knew about that little girl being in David's inner circle. Not only did they know, they helped, they joked, they partied with, they had a good old time. I'm gonna actually play the video on the screen, and what you're actually seeing is at David's inner circle, I believe it was a holiday party or a launch party, they were celebrating the tour or something or other. All these people were in his inner circle, and they are zooming in and showing how each person not only knew about Celeste, but was with Celeste. And when you saw Celeste, her frame, her height, and her age, it is almost impossible that anybody thought that girl was more than 12 or 13.
And with each new day, it feels like the plot thickens, and never in a way that makes David look any better. Amid all of the speculation, the cops are deepening the vacuum of conspiracy by keeping things vague. In a statement from Police Captain Scott Williams, he kept the cards close to his chest, stating, "We know for sure that Celeste Rivas Hernandez died, and that someone placed her body in the front trunk area of David Burke's Tesla. We know that the Tesla had been parked at the location from which it was towed for several weeks, so it was very likely Celeste Rivas Hernandez had been dead for several weeks prior to her body being discovered," he added. The Los Angeles...
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Angeles County Medical Examiner has not determined a cause or manner of her death. So we don't know for sure if anyone has any criminal culpability of her death beyond the concealment of her dead body. In addition, Williams also noted that the police executed a search warrant at a residence near where the car was towed. In terms of what David has been doing, the once terminally online singer has kept a very low profile. Although some Redditors believe he's been defending himself under anonymous profiles. To fight his corner from a legal standpoint, he hired attorney Blair Burke, an esteemed lawyer who is best known for representing people including Kanye West, Queen Latifah, Reese Witherspoon, Gerard Butler, and most troubling, Harvey Weinstein. In the meantime, some myths around the situation have actually been dispelled after the initial postmortem revealed that she was not pregnant as previously claimed. But because of the decomposition, they ultimately couldn't determine a cause of death. In a statement, the authorities revealed that the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner has not yet determined the cause or manner of Ms. Rivas Hernandez's death. As such, it remains unclear whether there is any criminal culpability beyond the concealment of her body, they added. RHD is thoroughly examining every aspect of this case to uncover the truth and seek justice for Celeste Rivas Hernandez and her family. At this stage, David was not yet a suspect. However, he was enough of a persona of interest for the LAPD to execute a search warrant at the rental home he'd been staying in prior to all this coming to light. Once the cops took an interest in him, David has been battening down the hatches. Recently, he's been attempting to stop his own property from being seized, as the singer recently transferred ownership of two Houston area properties from a trust in his name to his mother. Strangely, he found an admirer in Meek Mill, who apparently envied the attention he was getting. I need his promo for my album rollout. Who do I call? Man, that guy doesn't know when to keep his mouth shut. Even though there's so much left unknown, there are people beyond social media users trying to fill in the blanks. As of late, a private investigator has been striving ahead in a way that the cops aren't. Hired by David's former landlord, a private investigator is now trying to get to the bottom of the situation. The homeowner, Mladen Trifunovic, says he hasn't heard a single update from police, which is why he decided to bring his own team. Our private investigator's work is still going, but I don't have any findings to share at this time, he told TMZ after hiring him. It's still early in the process, and I want to respect both the LAPD's investigation and the memory of the victim. Following on from the footage being seized from various security cameras at the Hollywood Hills home that the landlord owned, Steve Fisher is on the case and is already finding alarming things while sifting through the evidence. Once he embarked on his investigation, he immediately sought to establish a general idea of what occurred.
Wants to understand what may have happened and if his house played any role in that.
Using neighborhood surveillance videos and digital evidence, Fisher tells Eyewitness News he's now established a timeline centered around the Tesla.
That car, starting in.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
May was parked at a few different areas around that neighborhood, and then ultimately July 29th left in its final, parking spot on Bluebird. And this happens to be right before, or the same day that they're leaving on a tour bus to begin the tour for David's,
Along the way, he seemed to be able to pinpoint them being together at an amusement park.
During his investigation, Steve Fisher says that he uncovered a Build-A-Bear certificate that was made out to a girl named Esmeralda, dated April 21st, 2024. So that is just 16 days after Celeste was reported missing. And that date stood out because on that same day, April 21st, David had apparently posted a TikTok video riding a roller coaster that appeared to have been filmed at Six Flags Magic Mountain. There is a Build-A-Bear located inside Six Flags. Six Flags, they require guests under 15 to be accompanied by a chaperone aged 21 or older. So the questions now become, who was that chaperone? Who was Celeste with that day?
From there, he shed more light on precisely what this all meant in relation to the death.
You know, he posted that TikTok. It can, you know, match that up to where it's a roller coaster called Scream at Six Flags. And at the house, which is, I think, the important part that some of the people are losing sight of, is that we found the certificate at David's house. And it's in the name Esmeralda, and it's dated the same day, the 21st, that he was at Six Flags. And, you know, and then just a few days later, you know, Celeste is photographed at Esmeralda's high school graduation. And this is all during the time that Celeste is reported as a missing person.
As the pressure mounted and Steve Fisher kept pushing, investigators are finally looking at David as a suspect, with some people alleging that it happened after someone around him grew a conscience.
It looks like someone close to David in his inner circle is actually talking, and the police are moving in.
Although he's been named by the cops, it's notable that they're not necessarily looking at this as a murder. On account of the pill bottles and opioid prescription found at the rented mansion, Fisher believes Celeste's death may have been completely accidental. But instead of risking their careers by admitting that they were close to a young girl who was using drugs, they panicked and may have made a decision that'll cost them far more in the long run.
I feel like this is probably going to be something like an accidental overdose. And they just made a horrible decision after the fact because they didn't want the relationship to get out there, because it would hurt, definitely hurt his, you know, career, if not him be criminally charged. And I think they just made a really, really bad decision. I think that the medical examiner would have been able to tell pretty quickly if, like, you know, it was strangulation or anything like that, because, you know, you
really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings, you look for deals, you wrote out a budget once a long time ago, you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Still see the bone, you know, the hybrid bone broken, or you see blood vessels broken in the eyes, stuff like that. Or if it was a gunshot, you know, that's pretty obvious. So since they couldn't determine that, I think it's coming down to toxicology. So
while concealing an accidental death is a misdemeanor in California that constitutes a maximum of 1 year in county jail and a $10,000 fine at most, the fact that she's a minor makes the whole thing an irredeemable stain. But rather than to strike a deal, David is said to be not cooperating with officials. As they hone in on his movements, the singer's Santa Barbara County trip late on a spring night is vital to the case. And now they believe that he wasn't the only one implicated in the crime.
They believe they have hard evidence
He was in Santa Barbara in spring, and that was a critical moment. And it sounds like, from putting the pieces together, that they believe Celeste's body may have been in that car. So if that's the case,
Not just Celeste's body, but a second person.
The second person you're talking about is the person who was in some control of that car when it was parked on the street with a body inside the trunk.
The way I understand it is that the second person is a person who is connected to one of the last times that car was moved.
Got it.
Following these revelations, law enforcement believes this second suspect could be tied to Celeste Rivas before, during, or after her death. He also claims that law enforcement linked cell phone data, Tesla data, and location data from social media is going to be key to finding out what happened when it came to body disposal. On that subject, each new finding just keeps getting darker. For one thing, industrial tools which were discovered that seemed out of place at a property like that caused alarm from Steve Fisher.
These were items that you would not find at a house. It would have no purpose at a house in the Hollywood Hills. There, it's items you would find more like in a farm or farm environment. And that's exactly what I said.
If you don't want to identify what those items are, can at the very least you say, would it be items that someone could use to dismember a body?
Dismember and completely dispose of.
Okay. Okay, I got you. Okay.
I mean, that's where the sadistic part came from. This was not about, like, maybe dismembering her or anything. This is about evaporating her.
And as it all mounts up, people just cannot believe that he hasn't already booked his trip to the slammer. The fact that he hasn't been detained or interrogated yet is ridiculous. I don't want to hear anything about this unless it's about David being arrested. Still, the main problem remains that there are so many conflicting reports. As rumors made the rounds that she'd been frozen and dismembered, the cops had to issue a statement that dispelled it. Celeste's body was not frozen. She was not decapitated. The whole thing doesn't even make sense. Her body was in the car for weeks. LA Police Captain Scott Williams told People, even if she had been frozen solid when she was put.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But into the car, which there is no evidence to suggest she was. 5 or more weeks in the trunk of a car in sweltering heat in the middle of summer would not have resulted in a partially frozen body being discovered on September 8th. But while the cops are contending that this was a fabrication, TMZ are fighting back to argue the validity of their reporting.
Herein lies the issue. We have a very well-connected source connected to the medical examiner, the LA County Medical Examiner, which currently has the body. That source has doubled, tripled, quadrupled, and sextupled down, actually, now, saying that the body was indeed partially frozen when it was received by law enforcement. So that's kind of interesting, but the medical examiner is just telling a different story.
Ultimately, these answers won't bring back what was lost. And that was the life of a young girl who should have had it all ahead of her. But what really doesn't help to cushion that blow for her family is that when you dig into David's own existence, people either clearly missed the signs or chose to ignore them. For one thing, he had a deep obsession with death and also bloodshed, which he communicated through his art.
And I went to the closet again, sat down, and I freestyled the entirety of Romantic Homicide in one take. After I made that song, I showed it to my mother, and she was like, "That song's too violent and too sad. You're not releasing it. My son is not going to be talking about killing people in music." And I was like, I'm going to take that as a challenge, low-key. I'm really big into anime, and I'm really big into manga, and I wanted to make my own manga series at one point, and I was writing a lot of poems and writing a lot of things for it. And a big part of that manga was an evil version of me named Itami, which means pain in Japanese, and he wears his blindfold, and he's basically an agent of chaos and kind of my alter ego. And the story of the manga went like I was a detective, and there was an evil version of myself that would kind of come out at random moments, kind of like Fight Club with Tyler Durden. and he would commit the crimes that I would have to solve as a detective. So like when I was as a detective, I'd be like solving murders that I'm committing myself.
And through his love of all things gruesome, he may have had a depth of knowledge about all things in case it went from music to real life massacres.
He was having hearses pull up. Look, this is in a meet and greet. This dude had a fascination with death, Chad. It's not just outside the realm to me that this dude was really into some really morbid things. He probably also knows a little bit about embalming a body. He probably knows about, you know, draining the body of... He gotta know some shit. The nigga got caskets pulling up to his goddamn meat. Bro, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, something's going on. We find a body of his shit.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Dismembered. He could have clearly buried her. Also, here's the thing too. A guy who's into this type of stuff, I'm saying that if he's so much into death like that, bro, he could have got rid of the body. Why did he keep the body?
This is a byproduct of his self-confessed warped mind that had been that way since he was a kid. I used to be addicted to watching vids. I used it to desensitize myself. I saw a cartel execution on Reddit when I was 14. Besides his deranged ways, there was also the simple fact that his PDF file ways were essentially an open secret that various people had referenced. In one case, one individual even actively asked for his downfall to come long before any of the Celeste news went public. Waiting for LAPD to get your ass for messing with a 13-year-old girl. At the minute, it seems like the walls are closing in on this disgraced artist. Where people were once baffled that he wasn't even a suspect, it now seems like it's just a matter of time before he's in cuffs for at least one of his many offenses. And at this point, it's hard to imagine anyone who won't be happy to see him do hard time for everything he's done, and the tragic set of circumstances that it all led to for a young girl who deserved a better life. And now that a grand jury has been convened to hear evidence tied to her death, that time might be upon us.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No